Yeah, I can't believe that. I think it's still sinking in. Couldn't believe it when I turned around and saw one next to my name and the time as well. I couldn't really be happier with that.
Had you ever honestly dreamed that you one day would be the best in the world?
That's everyone's dream. Everyone, that's why you train. You want to be the best. You want to be the best you can be. And today that happened to be the best in the world, and it sounds really strange coming out of my mouth. I just, it's really surreal. It hasn't sunk in yet.
You never liked talking about beating Kate, though?
No, because that's not really my goal. My goal is still to do the best that I can do, and whatever happens in the race happens. And I was just so looking forward to getting out and being part of that race because there was such a good group of girls, and I couldn't wait to do it.
What did you and Kate say to each other afterwards?
I'm pretty sure I said, I can't believe it, and I still can't. It's a really cliche thing to say, I know, but it's still sinking in, so I don't really have many words to describe it.
After the relay on the first day, did you then sort of think, okay, now I'm in amongst it, so I can actually give these girls a real shake?
Not really. I didn't really think about the relay. That I put that out of my mind as much as possible because anything could happen in a relay, and it really had no bearing on what happened tonight. So I knew I was in good form, and I wanted to just step up in a final and see what I could do.
Where's your improvement come from the last 12 to 24 months?
A lot of good training put together, really. I've had back-to-back training, and that's an advantage I have had over Kate because, I mean, she had shoulder surgery less than a year ago, and I've seen her come back from that. I've seen her struggle through all the rehab, which took forever. I've seen her do kick with a snorkel on for 3 months, so really all credit to her. She did an amazing job tonight, and I know I wouldn't be standing on the podium without her, so the medal's really half hers anyway.
This is your first World Championship final. How much did it help having Kate there in the marshalling room to kind of just keep you steady?
Yeah, it definitely helps. She helps keep me calm. She's sort of like my lucky talisman, but when we get out behind the blocks, it's every man or woman for themselves. And yeah, I love having her there to joke with, but all the other girls are great as well. We all get along. They're actually quite nice people, surprisingly.
Could you tell you were in front getting to the wall?
I could tell I was in front at the 50, but I mean, Sarah has a really strong back end, and those last sort of 9 strokes just put my head down and went as hard as I could, so I had no idea where I'd come until I turned around.
What's going to be like your first podium individually?
I guess I'll tell you once it's happened. I think it's going to be pretty amazing. Thanks.